Hey, welcome to Resampling First Steps for Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. This is a hands-on, beginner-friendly lesson that gets you resampling breaks, basses and atmos, then turning those recordings into aggressive, rolling DNB material. Energetic, practical and immediately usable. Let's go. First, what is resampling? Resampling means recording audio from inside your live set, a single track, a bus or even the master, back into a new audio clip. In DNB, this is a core sound design trick. You can record a processed break, capture, synth performance, automation, freeze and flatten a synth chain, or create mangled slices you can repitch and resequence. By the end of this session, you'll be able to resample a drum break and a bass line, build simple device chains to shape sound before resampling, and chop or repitch the results for rolling jungle and heavy DNB. Quick rules of thumb before we start. Aim for peaks around -6 dBFS on the bus you'll record from to avoid clipping, and keep headroom. Use a dedicated bus or group for the elements you want to resample. It makes routing predictable. If you want to capture live knob moves, monitor the source track with input set to in and record arm the destination track. And always duplicate your source track before heavy processing, so you can return to a clean reference. Now, what we're going to build in this lesson. First, a workflow that resamples a processed break into a clean audio clip. Second, a resampled bass texture you can drop into simpler or sampler and play as stabs. Third, a small arrangement idea. Use the original break for an intro, then bring in the resampled chopped break for the drop with a glitched resampled bass stab underneath. Let's get practical. Step 1. Resample a break in session view. Step 1. Load a break loop into Live, for example an Amen loop. Put it on an audio track or inside a drum rack, whatever you prefer. Predate a drum bus by grouping your break track and any other drum tracks. Name it drum bus so routing is easy. Step 2. Build a processing chain on the drum bus. Left to right, try EQ8 with a gentle high pass at about 30 Hz, drum bus with distortion in the 3 to 6 range and boom set low, a saturator with drive around 3 to 6 using soft clip or analog clip, a glue compressor with attack around 10 milliseconds and release around 400 to 800 milliseconds and enough threshold to see 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction, and finally a utility to trim gain by about -3 dB if needed. This chain gives you punch, grit and glue, perfect for DNB. Step 3. Create a new audio track and name it Resample Drums. Press Ctrl-T or Command-T to make a track quickly. In the In/Out section, set audio from to drum bus. If you want everything including master sends, choose resampling instead. Set monitor to in for session recording or arm the track if you're in arrangement. Arm the Resample Drums track, make sure your drum bus is unmuted, and record a bar or a 4-bar phrase. Stop recording, trim and consolidate the clip with Ctrl-J or Command-J. Step 4. Warp and inspect the clip. This audio version is shortened for playback.